Hi, my name is Caitlin Bonfante. I am a sophomore at Franklin Police and Fire High School. Yes, I actually do. I myself have ADHD, and my mother has ADHD as well. Believe it or not, my mother diagnosed me with ADHD at about 8 months old. Her professor, she was taking a, basically a special person slash gifted course at the time, and she was talking to her professor about how tired she was. Her professor was concerned for her, so she called my mom, and my mom explained it to her. She said that she wouldn't be so tired if her daughter would just go to sleep already. So her professor then says, "Do you want to try an experiment?" So she agrees. Professor says, "Make tea, green tea or black tea with definite caffeine, and give her as much as she'll drink." So my mom did that, and then as the professor had asked her, 15 minutes after she got me to drink all the stuff, she called the professor and said, "What did you do?" She fell asleep. "What was that?" So the professor is telling her, "I believe your child has ADHD. While she diagnosed me at 8 months, she never took me to a doctor or anything. So no, I've never been formally diagnosed with it. ADHD, well, to start off, it can cause really bad sleep quality, and really bad sleep quality causes tiredness. So that is, in general, something that's not very helpful. And there's definite inattentiveness that's caused by it, and forgetfulness, and hyperactivity to a point. It's mostly fidgeting and stuff. It can be difficult to just sit and learn in a classroom. Mostly, well, a lot of people take medication for their ADHD, like Ritalin or stuff like that. Stimulants. Caffeine is a stimulant. I basically just self-medicate, if you can even call it that. All I do is drink copious amounts of drinks with caffeine in it, like coffee and tea. And my mom also helps a lot, since she learned later after she had diagnosed me with ADHD that she herself had it. So she learned a lot about it, and that helped me with mine. My mom definitely had a big role in helping. She knew how difficult it is to sleep, since she herself had things with that, so she could help me out with it, since neither my dad nor my brothers have it, and sometimes they don't get it. So she basically forces them to be quiet, and then we get more sleep, which is good because that helps a lot. Coping with it helped, like, if I was particularly good at coping with it that day, I would usually have better sleep quality, and that would in turn go to a better day, and again, better coping and better sleep quality. However, if I couldn't cope with it very well, I would usually have really, really bad sleep quality, and it would just snowball into a whole mess. And ADHD makes tasks like sitting still and concentrating difficult when I am not particularly interested. If it's like math homework, for instance, I don't particularly like math, so it's like, whatever. And I don't really want to do it, so it's difficult to concentrate on. Sometimes even if I do like it, I can't really focus. There's a term, I guess? It's hyper-focus. You focus on one thing and you can't focus on another thing. Another thing that was actually, even though it's a passion of mine, that ADHD makes difficult is writing. I really like to write, but sometimes I just can't sit down and get the words out of my head and onto the paper, or screen, as it were. ADHD might complicate my future, well, if I can't focus on anything, I might not be able to hold a job. Things like that. Things like sitting at a desk for hours, or talking to people, even that I can lose the thread of a conversation really easily, by the way. Things like that, it makes a professional setting really difficult. Living with ADHD can be difficult sometimes, but it's not undoable. It's not impossible to deal with. You just need to have the right support and the right information.